Hello, and welcome to Lawful Insight. My name is Trisha Morales Padilla, and I'm an attorney here in San Antonio, Texas. And this podcast is meant to give you bite-sized pieces of information to help you along the way going through your divorce or custody matter. If you have any questions while you're listening to this, you can check us out online at MoralesPadillaLaw.com. Today, I want to talk to you a little bit about discovery. When you're going through either a divorce or a custody matter, a lot of times people hear the word discovery. Do we serve discovery? Do we initiate discovery? It can be used in a little bit of different ways. And so I want to talk to you because a lot of people ask me, what is discovery and why is it needed? There are several different types of discovery. Imagine it as like a toolbox that your attorney has. And there are several different types of discovery that you can utilize to gather information from the other side so you can determine the strengths or weaknesses of their case prior to going to trial. The different types of discovery are admissions, where the other side has to either admit or deny in response to a pertaining question, interrogatories, which are questions that you can ask that they provide the answers to, requests for production, which is documents that you're asking them to turn over in relation to the case, and their disclosures, which is a standard set of questions that need to be answered. Now, I will say, starting January 1st of 2021, any contested case where there's been an answer filed, there is required disclosures, and whoever you hire as an attorney can kind of go over that with you. If you don't hire an attorney, though, you are required to have this information if it's contested, and it is called 194 disclosures as pertaining to the rule, and it's required disclosures that need to be answered within 30 days. So they did kind of put a little bit of the discovery on the front end of its standard canned questions that need to be answered and documents that need to be turned over within the first 30 days, and then after that, you can now ask any other discovery that you choose. Whether discovery is right for your case, you're going to want to talk to your attorney about that and determine, do you just do requests for production? Is there just documents that you need? Is there questions that you want to be answered? And you can kind of address how it fits with your case from there. Just know that not everything that you ask them to turn over is going to be either relevant or subject to discovery, and the opposing side can provide an objection to it. And if there is a disagreement, then you guys might have to have a hearing on discovery and whether you are entitled to that information. So I don't want you just to think, oh, I can ask them any questions and gather any documents and I automatically get those. All of those questions you're going to want to answer with your attorney and determine what is relevant, what will help you figure out what is the best course for your case, and what would be best in aiding in a resolution and possibly would be handy for mediation. Hopefully that clears up a little bit about what discovery is. But if you have any other questions, you can look us up on the web at MoralesPadillaLaw.com. And I want to thank you for listening to Lawful Insight. You can hear us on Spotify or you can check us out on YouTube. Thank you and have a great day.